Nolte, Imploding CNN Shutters Opinion Site, No One Read. By John Nolte on August 2, 2024. If you want a good laugh, CNN, a far-left propaganda outlet that spreads conspiracy theories and political violence, had an opinion section at CNN.com, I don't link fake news. Can you believe that? Yes, Knlala was so wedded to the ludicrous fantasy there was a separation between its news and opinion, that it wasted money creating this opinion section. Well, the delusion is over. CNN has announced an end to the ludicrous fantasy. CNN opinion is no more. And I mean CNN opinion is no more. Obviously CNN itself is all opinion, and lies and bullying to back up that opinion, but the vertical has shuttered. Now that I'm looking at CNN opinion for the first time, that's not a joke. You can tell it was nothing more than an affirmative action program for leftists like Dino Vidala, people who could never survive on merit. Here are some of the more recent headlines. The galling mistake that led the U.S. to its current debt problem. How Billie Eilish is unleashing queer imagination. The real significance of the Supreme Court's Chevron deference ruling. Andrew McCarthy deserves to be taken seriously. Dear Joe, it's time to go. The real loser in Thursday's debate. The female gaze is taking over page and screen, and it is hot. My teenage son had an influencer in his class. This is what it was like. Fighting anti-Semitism, one curl at a time. CNN paid for that shit. Here's how CNN's valued opinion contributors were informed they might have to get real jobs now. Just a quick note to let you know that unfortunately CNN has decided to shut down the opinion section. An opinion editor sent in an email, per The Hill. I hope our paths cross elsewhere. That's it. That was the whole goodbye. More. Reached for comment, a senior executive at CNN told The Hill. We did make the decision at the beginning of the month to sunset the opinion vertical on CNN.com. As a result, we will no longer have a standalone opinion section. The opinion section served as a platform for diverse voices and has recently featured a variety of pieces about the 2024 presidential election, as well as buzzy topics like the Olympics and Generation Z social media influencer trends. Its current homepage features a column titled Project 2025 is Coming for Our Kids, too, by Veronica Goodman, a director at a progressive think tank, about Republicans' policy priorities ahead of a possible second Donald Trump presidency. Bottom line, if the CNN opinion made money or added anything of value other than an income for left-wing wankery, it would have survived the budget cuts. CNN opinion might have had a chance had it allowed for a comments section. That's how you create a community. But Knlala will never allow unfiltered outside opinion anywhere. Not on the air and certainly not on its now-shuttered opinion section. The echo chamber must be protected. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.